You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Home loan interest rates have soared in the last 1 year with no respite in sight. There were expectations of a repo rate cut by now, which would bring down the home loan interest rates, but the wait has gotten longer. If you have seen your home loan rate shoot over 9% in the last 1 year, today's episode is for you. Hi, I'm Shipra from Mint's personal finance team, and welcome back to Why Not Mint Money. I have invited Adil Shetty, CEO of BankBazaar.com, who will give home loan borrowers tips to mitigate the impact of high interest rates.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi Adil, welcome to Why Not Mint Money.
Great to be here, Shipra.
So Adil, going by the current interest rates, home loan interest rates in the market, what would you say is a high interest rate right now?
So when we look at home loan interest rates across the entire market now, we're seeing the lowest rate at about 8.3%. I repeat, 8.3%. Many of the large home loan lenders are grouping themselves around 8.5%. So if someone today where the lowest rate is 8.3, where the median appears to be 8.5%, if someone is paying over 9%, it's probably something they need to look into.
Right, right. But if it, say if the premium they're paying is somewhere between 40-50 BPS, I think it's okay.
So I think that if you're between 8.5 and 9, there could be several reasons for it, right? So, you know, the best rate depends on your credit score. The best rate depends upon the quantum of home loan you're taking. It depends upon, your profile. So I'd say that if you're within 50 bips, it's probably tolerable. You should look to see if for your profile, your good credit score, especially if you have a credit score over 750, 800, how things are looking. But it is tolerable less than 50 bits.
Right. It also benefits to check which benchmark your loan is linked to. So can you please explain to our listeners how that works?
Yeah, absolutely, right. So since October 2019, we have, thanks to the RBI and all of the home loan lenders, home loans, floating home loans linked to a repo rate. Now, this is very important, right? Because the repo rate is an external, well-known and recognized benchmark. So every time, you know, the RBI MPC meets, they make an announcement as to what is happening to the repo rate. And the RBI itself has, you know, given us data which shows that the repo rate home loan has the highest transmission, in a interest rate cycle where interest rates are going down. And it's considered in the market to be a real innovation, better than the previous two benchmarks. So the previous benchmark before repo rate was a MCLR rate. And prior to that, there was something called a base rate. But amongst all these regimes, very clearly, right, everyone believes in the industry that the repo rate benchmark has worked out very well from a transmission capability. So anyone taking a new loan since October 2019 actually is automatically on a repo rate. So you don't have to do anything. You don't have to ask for it. You don't need to negotiate. It is what you get. However, right, if you took your home loan before October 2019, you could either be on an MCLR rate or you could be on a repo rate. And that's all the more reason, right, to see how much you are paying now or what your interest on your home loan is today. And then decide what to do.
So would you say that loans that are linked to MCLR, there might be a chance that they're paying a higher rate compared to, say, those that are linked to repo rates?
Yeah, I do believe so, right? We've seen some data wherein even between 2020 and 2024, the spread that was being charged above the benchmark rate has gone down, right? So even in the repo linked loan, what used to be a spread between 275 bips and 360 bips, now has come, you know, closer to about 200 bips. I do believe that if you are on the MCLR rate, just check how much you're paying now. It's very easy, right? You probably get a statement every month, just see if your payment is above 9%, and then compare it with what you can get in the market.
Right, right. Adil, can you explain to our listeners a little more about how a repo loan helps?
Sure. So the repo loan is very, very good for consumers because it's tied to a external benchmark, which is the repo, which is announced by MPC on a bi-monthly basis. So the advantage is as follows. Every time the repo rate goes up or down, automatically your home loan interest rate by a corresponding number goes up and down. So it's extremely transparent. And especially in a falling interest rate cycle, the benefit moves through very quickly. And the data the RBI has shown proves it.
Right.
The challenge that used to exist in the prior regimes, which is the MCLR and the base rate, is that a cut in the repo rate need not necessarily translate immediately into a cut in the MCLR or the base rate. So it was not an external benchmark, but it was a benchmark that every financial institution would calculate. So the general view all market analysts have is that the repo rate has done a great job in terms of increasing transparency. So everyone knows when their rate should go up or down, and in also increasing the transmission between what is happening with the benchmark repo rate and what consumers are paying. So it's something that we believe is a very positive regime that the RBI has brought about in India.
Right. So there is data released by the RBI that showed that if you were to compare private banks versus PSUs, the private banks have a higher number of floating rate loans that are linked to the repo rate. So in that case, do you think that, you know, it's all the more important for people who have loans with the government banks to check this and maybe take an action?
Yeah, so let me answer this in two parts, right? So let's just look at the data so we're all on the same page. So this is September 23 data from the RBI. 79% of the floating rate loans from private sector banks are repo linked. So roughly 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
The same number on the public bank side is about 38%. So it does appear that a lot more people at the public sector banks are on MCLR and base rate. So that's step one. Step two, right, is those on MCLR and base rate need to check what they're paying now, right? And if what they're paying now is more than 9%, depending on their current credit score, depending upon, you know, how much loan amount is left to refinance, they need to very seriously evaluate if it makes sense for them to refinance and thereby save money. So I would definitely encourage this as something you should set out half a day for, to just go into how much are you paying on your home loan and how much a refinance could potentially save you.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So refinancing can be done in, from what I understand, two ways. One is that you switch your bank completely. Second is that you negotiate with your bank, your existing bank lender. So let's look at the first option first. So how would you say is a, how can you effectively negotiate with your own bank?
So what you can do, right, is you can speak with your own bank and explain that if you are on an old regime that you want to refinance to the new regime, or if you believe that your rate, right, is significantly more than what you would pay if you took a fresh loan. You can negotiate with them saying that, is it possible for you, the lender, to refinance my loan? Now, the lender will look into the matter, right? Like I said, shifting regimes is a normal practice. So it's something they should be able to offer you. And in case they're able to offer you a better rate now, either because the spread has reduced since you took your loan 5 years ago, or because your credit score has increased, they might be open to offering it to you. But that's a discussion you need to have directly with your bank and see what's on offer. The advantage of doing a refinance with your own bank is that the process tends to be much faster because there's minimal paperwork. So they have already done all of the check on the land documents. They have already done their valuation.
Yeah.
They're comfortable underwriting you. For a small processing fee, your own bank is able to refinance it. And by refinance, Chipra, like you pointed out earlier, this could be a refinance from a MCLR to a repo. It could also be a refinance on a repo from a higher rate to a lower rate, provided you're eligible for it. And like I said, that's a function of, has the spread changed since you took your loan? Has your credit score increased? So that's another reason everyone should be checking their credit score repeatedly, once a month, right? To make sure that you're in a good position and it's improving every month. The other option, Shipra, and this is something that consumers ask about, is for whatever reason, if you're getting a better rate through a new bank, then yes, by all means, you can refinance with a new bank too. Now, the refinance with a new bank will have some paperwork, right? Because now they'll need to underwrite your income, your land documents. There'll be some MODT, hypothecation work. So you should expect a processing fee for this shift of anywhere between 0.5% and 1%. And you just need to bake in saying, in spite of this cost, do you still save money in terms of refinancing to a lower rate? So yes, both options are available. And we typically see consumers do one, which is talk to their own bank and then decide, right, if they should talk to a new bank.
Right. Some banks also charge a processing fee even when you're trying to negotiate a lower rate with them. Is that right?
Yes, you will have to pay a small processing fee even if you're refinancing or moving from the MCLR to a new loan. So that is fairly that's fairly expected in the industry, because there's a cost to actually going through these changes, right? The paperwork behind it, the documentation behind it, the shifting over from one regime to the new regime. So there will be a small processing fee even if it is with your own bank.
Right. And what do the costs of moving from one bank to another lender look like?
So approximately, it again depends on the situation, and you can obviously negotiate with the new lender. But if someone is just trying to ballpark how much it'll cost them to do the paperwork, the processing fee is one element. The second is you typically need to re-register, right, the property documents in the new bank's name. So there is some stamp duty and re-registration cost there. But all inclusive, right, ballpark should be between 0.5% to 1% of the amount you're refinancing.
Right. So when somebody is considering moving lenders, when you talk to several lenders, are lenders willing to like give you the approximate cost that it would entail upfront, or does it only, I mean, it gets revealed when you're well into the process, when you've decided, after you've decided that this is the lender you want to go with?
So in my experience, you can get it upfront, Shipra. So they'll tell you that this is your processing fee. Obviously, that's one large fee. The second thing is they'll tell you that this is the registration and stamp duty charges. So that's something that you should be able to get upfront. And it's also important, right? Because at the end of the day, you have to have that money available in order to go through the transaction. And it's liquid cash, right? Because your home loan is going to be settled bank to bank. So what I mean by that is bank A is going to pay bank B, and you're never going to be in the flow of that cash, right? So one bank will release the money, the other bank will receive it and release the mortgage. But the cost of the processing fee and the cost of the registration, you are going to write a check for those amounts and pay it to the new bank. So it's something that you should check upfront. And in my experience, I find, you know, banks are very good about this. They will upfront tell you that, hey, for your refinance, this is your processing fee. For your refinance, this is the registration charge, you know, plus or minus 10% that we expect. So you can get that. And keep in mind, right, even the processing fee goes through some changes, right? So there could be some festival period where a bank will say that, hey, we're reducing the processing fee, or we're waiving the processing fee. Now, this will be a time-bound event. They might do it around a festival. They might do it at a time that they are looking to increase their market share. So it's something that, you know, you can research online. And it's something that we write about and, you know, discuss at Bank Bazaar. Or what you could do, right, is you could also look at saying even the stamp duty changes, right? So there have been states which have said, you know, for a certain period of time during COVID to help out, we will reduce the stamp duty charges. So all these things are fairly variable. And, you know, once you get into an important transaction like your home loan or your home loan transfer, just set aside half a day, work with your banker, do all your research online, and you should be able to, you know, quickly figure out a net amount that's going to leave your pocket.
Right. So it is advisable to calculate the upfront costs to get an idea of net saving on your loan before you finalize a lender, if you're trying to switch lenders.
Yes, Shipra, because see, you're going to save money in terms of your outgoing EMI, right? So let's start with the saving part. So that saving, as an example, you know, if you have 10 years left on your loan and you're refinancing between 9.5% to 8.5%, you're going to save about 6,500 rupees for every lakh of loan you have as interest outflow on the tenor of the loan. So yeah. 6,500 rupees per lakh is a good amount, right? Because let's say you're on a 30 lakh loan, we start talking about a reasonable amount of money over here. Yeah. So that's your saving. But you need to also think of your cost. Yeah. So your cost is the processing fee. Your cost is the registration, MOTD charges. And that needs to be paid at the upfront, right? And it needs to be paid by check. When you take it. So one is a benefit, one is a cost. You need to net out the two, right? So that's why we say, right, you know, and I think you raised this point earlier, which is the important point. So let me just cover it again.
Yeah.
So even if you're paying slightly more than what is published as the best rate in the market, so let's say we say that most large lenders are at 8.5% and you are slightly higher, right? Let's say you're at 9%. You need to check, firstly, are you eligible for that best rate? So like I rightly pointed out, sometimes you're not. It could be of your function of your credit score. It could be a function of your loan amount. It could be several things. So it would help for you to, you know, check on the bank side, you know, check on a digital engine like Bank Bazaar, but check for yourself, are you eligible? And then decide, does the cost benefit work out? And it sort of becomes really interesting, Shipra, when you're at that 9.8%, right?
Yeah.
Should you not? It basically boils down to what will you actually save and what will it actually cost you? And then it's a subjective decision, right? Some person might say X amount, you know, I'm okay with it, right? Because this bank gives me such great service. I really like the way that they've been transparent with me. I really like the way that they helped me out when, you know, there was a slight shortfall and they gave me a call and said, please fund the account today, and I did it. So, you know, it's a subjective decision. But I think this calculation, Shipra, is a very important calculation, which is how much do you save in interest outflow over the tenor of the loan? And what will it cost you upfront in order to make this shift?
Yeah, completely agree with you. And, you know, when you took an example, the numbers actually put in perspective, you know, how negotiative or switching to a lower interest rate helps, like the amount of savings it will give you in the long term.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think the funny part is, you know, we research so much about our holidays, right? Or we research so much about the cell phone we're buying. But there's so much money that can be saved here, because a lot of us listening in probably are on home loans, which are, you know, 30, 40, 20 lakhs and 6,500 rupees per lakh, right? If you're able to refinance to 8.5% is a lot of money.
That's right. All right, so that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thanks a lot, Adil, for joining us today. I am sure this will be very helpful for all the listeners who are listening. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Shipra. Pleasure being here. Pleasure chatting with you as always. Thank you.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you would like to know more about this topic, or make a suggestion of a personal finance topic that you would like us to cover, I can be reached at Twitter under the username of Shipra Singh Sorath and on LinkedIn at Shipra Singh. Thank you for tuning in. See you in the next episode.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.